Hi, it's Louie. Welcome to the Passion Podcast. I know it is Passion Podcast time because how? Well, the FedEx man has just pulled up in the back parking lot of the Passion House, which signifies that we should be on the air, and we are. So welcome to him and welcome to you guys from around the world. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Redman and some of the music that he's working on. I hope it fired you up as much as it did me, and we're going to carry that theme forward today. So if you're not really into music, you can just go ahead and shut the podcast off right now and wait for another one to come out, because today is going to be musically oriented as well, as we spend some time with our good friend Christy Knuckles and her husband Nathan, talk about her new album that's coming up, and you're going to hear some songs that have never ever been heard by anybody on the planet before. You're going to be the very first people to hear some of the new music that she's working on, and I couldn't be more excited for you to be able to hear what God has been entrusting to her. But I hope everybody's doing well. If you're a university student, chances are you are free and clear. And I know that's a good feeling. That's got to be the greatest feeling in the world. I think I talk about it this time of year every time we do a podcast. But when you get all your earthly possessions in a Honda Accord and you are headed toward home, there is no better feeling than that. You don't care if you failed, if you passed, if you made an A, if you made a C. You just know you are finished. Finals are over. Your projects are done. You are moved out of your little dorm, condominium, apartment, whatever it is that you live in, and you're headed home for mom, dad, whatever home means to you, summer job, summer missions. Sleep is what you're headed home for, and we're happy for you. I was at Baylor yesterday. Shelly and I flew out to Waco on Monday night, and she was there for a David Crowder Band photo shoot all day yesterday. By the way, David Crowder Band, if you're not tuned in with these guys, are working on a new project called, I'm not going to tell you what it's called, maybe that's not out yet, and it is going, I just think I can safely say it's going to blow your mind, and it is some of the most, well, you always expect creativity and invention from these guys, but it's just a whole new evolution of the David Crowder Band. Anyway, long story short, they're doing their photo shoot for the new album release, which is coming in September. So Shelly was there, and I went with her, because, I mean, who wants to pass up a trip to Waco, Texas? Come on. And so we went together, and while she's doing photo shoot all day, I'm catching up on work, but I also went for a run around the campus of Baylor, and I think most of you know we invested a lot of our lives there, 10 years of ministry with university students there. I did some grad school there, and Shelly went to undergrad there, so we got a lot of life invested in Waco, Texas and Baylor University, and I got to see the place it all started. And obviously, I know where it started, and I rarely go to Waco that I don't at least drive by the Arbor's Apartments Clubhouse. And that's all I'm going to tell you. If you want to know more about where this whole passion journey started, just check out our blog, 268blog.com. Check the blog post out from yesterday, and there's a little click through there where you can actually see this place. But humble beginnings. And I think we're still pretty humble. We got the FedEx man right here outside the window, and we're doing our low-tech podcast. So we're still pretty humble around here. But just to see this apartment clubhouse, to know that's where it started, not passion, but even pre-passion, this college Bible study that didn't even have a name when we first met. For the first 6-8 weeks we met, we didn't have a name. We didn't want a name, actually, but we finally ended up having to have a name. And just being there and knowing that God has been on this journey with us is pretty incredible. And I've been meditating on this passage for the last 10 days or so. And the version I want to read from you, it's Psalm 36, 5 and 6, but it's from The Message, which, you know, just has a very poetic way of putting scripture. And this is the way Eugene Peterson wrote it. It says, God's love is meteoric, His loyalty astronomic, His purpose titanic, His verdicts oceanic. Yet in His largeness, nothing gets lost. Not a man, not a mouse slips through the cracks. I mean, that to me is what being at the Arbor's apartment complex is all about. I mean, it's knowing that God knew then everything that we know now, and that He saw it all then when we were just trying to figure out how to do a Bible study on a Monday night and have some of our friends show up because we wanted to see a campus awaken in a love affair with Jesus Christ. And God all along is thinking this: my love is meteoric, my loyalty is astronomic, my purpose is titanic, and my verdicts are oceanic. But in my largeness, nothing gets lost. Not a man, not a mouse slips through the cracks. And if there's anything I want you to get out of the podcast today, and you might stop listening right now, you might not like Christy Knuckles, you might not want to, don't like music, you don't want to hear anything, you know, and you just jump ship right here, I really want you to know that God has a purpose for your life. And you may not see it, you may not understand it, you may be looking at the Arbor's apartment complex and thinking, man, if we can just get to that, that would be something. And God's going, man, that is a great step, but it's only a step in what I see for your life. And the purpose I see for your life is a titanic purpose. It's a huge purpose. And He has that for you, both love and purpose. And I read while I was on away for a few days last week a book called Columbine, which on the 10th anniversary is an amazingly hard-to-read, heartbreaking, in-depth, blow-by-blow account of what happened, why it happened, how it happened, some things that we've always thought were true that, as it turns out, aren't true, some things we thought happened a certain way, it turns out they didn't happen that way at all. And the whole time I'm reading, I'm thinking about these two kids that brought all this devastation, and at the end of the day, two kids just missing a sense of an awareness that there is a love of God for their life that's meteoric, and there's a purpose of God for their life that's titanic. And I just wondered how many university students are floating around Christian Bible studies, coming to Passion, listening to David Crowder albums, but somewhere deep in your heart, something is broken. And I just want to be a slight voice of the healing of that broken place in you today, just to say to you that God loves you. And maybe circumstances haven't played out that way in your life, and maybe human voices haven't, but God loves you in an amazing way, and He has a beautiful purpose for your life. I hope if you are a student that you enjoy these few weeks of taking a deep breath, whatever your summer holds, I hope it's phenomenal. We're excited. We're going to jump into the interview. Before we do that, two quick things. One, I want to say hi to some friends of ours. You know, we have this guest book at 268generation.com, and it's pretty amazing. It makes me wonder if we're not all destined to move out of America and set up shop overseas. Here's just some of the last few entries, okay? We got something from Kimmy, and she's just saying that God really helped her through some hard times through what she found at Passion, which is really cool. Doesn't say where she's from. Then we got Primus next from Sri Lanka, which I just thought was pretty amazing. He sent this on May the 20th, and as you know, the Tamil Tigers, the rebel fighters there, have been defeated in this massive election, big overturn of years and years and years of violence. I think 75,000 people there have been killed in the violence that's raged over the last 20 years as a result of these Tamil rebels, and the democracy has won out. Hopefully that will play out in truth. But then from this very same little island nation, we get this cool email from a guy. He says, I got a DVD from my friend. It's a speech about the indescribable that you made. And wow, it's wonderful. I love Jesus and being a Catholic since I born. I never heard a speech and a speaker like you. Yes, I feel very, very small comparing to God, our majesty. Great job. And just very cool that the DVD made its way to Sri Lanka. He ends by saying, I want to know more about God. And then we got Hugh here. Hello. I don't know if you listen to the podcast, Hugh, but we want to say hi to you. He's in Dalby, Queensland, Australia. Seems like we got a lot of Australian friends out there. The next is Titus Marundu. And Titus, I don't know if you get this in Nairobi, but you know, Shelley and I love you very much. Titus is a student at the University of Nairobi in Kenya. Then we got Jonah from New York. Emerald riding in from Victoria, Australia. Hello, Emerald. William from Lexington, South Carolina. And then Private John Lutmer from Charlotte, North Carolina. Just tuned in with How Great Is Our God on his way to Afghanistan. God bless you if you hear this podcast. And you say God bless us, and we just say thank you. He has and is, and I know he's blessed you and prepared you for what's ahead. Then there's Karina from Melbourne, Australia. Owen from South Africa next. Julie from Sierra Vista, Arizona. Milky from New Zealand, Leslie from New Jersey, and the list goes on and on. I think the next page, we got Brazil, we got New Zealand again, we got KwaZulu-Natal, we got South Africa all over the place. So if any of you guys are listening worldwide, welcome to our 325 Listener Strong Passion podcast. We're glad you're with us today. Enjoy the music after the break. Christy Knuckles is going to join us talking about her new album, Life Light Up, which is going to be available for people everywhere on June the 2nd. And we're excited. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes. School's out for summer. So we're back on the Passion Podcast. I'm here with Nathan and Christy Knuckles, and we're not in the back room. We're in my office, which is very cool. We're all up here kind of in the old attic where the youth group from the church across the street used to tear things apart. But anyways, great having you guys here. And Christy, I'm so excited. You have your own album coming out, and you're smiling from ear to ear when I say that because it is cool. I mean, and it's really a great evolution. You guys have been a phenomenal team. We're part of Sons and Daughters, which changed my world completely. And then you guys were Watermark, which changed my world again completely. And now you're Christy Knuckles. Mm-hmm. And these songs that God's been birthing through you are going to go around the world and change the world. And the album's called Life Light Up. Mm-hmm. And it comes out on June 2nd, so that's not too far from now. We are fired up around here. There's a single out on iTunes already, Life Light Up, which you could have gotten free during the Chris Tomlin Hello Love Tour, but that's over now, so you got to go to iTunes for it. But it's worth going to, and I hope you'll sing a little of it, or maybe we'll play a little of it later. Yes. That might be even the better thing to do. But your own album, tell me, what in the world? How does that feel? Is it weird?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it's been an amazing process, and I think just being able to be on Six Steps is obviously kind of a long dream come true, really. You know, I think it was something that we all probably would have liked a long time ago, but God just had different timing. And then now it's like the timing is perfect, and it's just been exciting and can't really believe it. It kind of sometimes doesn't seem real. And I, you know, when we kind of laid down the Watermark journey a bit ago, we had no idea, you know, what God had. We just knew that we were to obey in that moment. And had I known he was going to bring all this, I would have done it in haste. But, you know, it's just cool to see his timing and how he unfolds things. It's been awesome.
I think that's going to be a great part of your story. The songs are powerful in and of themselves, but I think it's the story, too, because you guys felt like, you know, this Watermark journey, which was incredible. I mean, it just... We talk about it all the time because we all, I remember like it was yesterday when, you know, you guys made your first album with Rocket Town, and it was the greatest thing that ever happened, you know, and I just can remember vividly how amazing that time was. But eventually, you know, for you guys, that journey sort of, that season changed, but when it changed, you didn't know what was going to happen. And so here you are, this group, songwriters, artists, and then there's just this big pause that comes, and that's hard to navigate that. And I think there are a lot of people, again, that look at people like you and go, man, their lives are just so amazing, and they have these careers and blah, 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 but they don't know that. How long has that been? Is it like 3 years have gone by?
More than that, I guess we did that, our last live album in 2005, so that was kind of
4 years have gone by of just waiting on the Lord. And then the timing was right, and now it's happening.
Yeah. It's been quite a journey. It's hard to put words around it, really. And, you know, I think people need, sometimes they have to have the answer. And, you know, you can't always articulate what God was doing. And I didn't know that I would be sitting here, obviously, talking to you 4 years down the road. But it's been incredible.
It has been a weird ride, man, I'm telling you. And to think that you're going to get in your car and go home right down there.
I know.
It's pretty strange also. Nathan, you, what's it like from your viewpoint? I'm going to let Christy talk mostly about the album, but, you know, your producer, husband, father, song shaper, arranger, guitar player, keyboard player, and who knows what else you've played on this album that none of us know about. No. So tell us, you know, how does that work as a husband and wife? A lot of husbands and wives that are listening to this can't hardly live in the same house together, much less work on a record together without somebody getting hurt.
Well, it helps in that, we got married in 95, been dating since 93, so, and we started dating when we were 8, so we're 26 now. I'm kidding. Anyway, yeah.
About which part?
The age thing. Yeah, we're a little
you started dating now. When you were 8 or you're 26 now?
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, we're a little older than that. It's all we've known.
Yeah.
It's sitting across from each other in a living room, me with a guitar or a piano, and we're working through a song. Mm-hmm. Or we're looking at a set list for that night, you know, working through worship songs, learning the song. It's kind of all we've ever known. Mm-hmm. And we've never had normal jobs. So I've always kind of been around during the day, or we're traveling together. We've just been together a lot from the get-go. So we get that a lot, though. When we're singing somewhere, folks will come up and be like, dude, seriously. It's like, you work with your wife, and, I mean, there's, like, no 9 to 5. Then you come home, and, hey, how was your day? It's like, y'all are kind of, like, hanging out the whole time, and, you know. So, yeah, it's all we've ever known. But I got to tell you, it's obviously, common sense says, it's definitely challenging. I mean, of course, spending a ton of time with anyone, let alone your spouse, you know, can be challenging. But I got to tell you, I mean, that it's Christy and my wife and we're married, it's obviously something, when it works, it's like explosive, you know. And then when I listen to the record in my car, or any, not that I drive around listening to our records, but after we finish it, I have to listen to it. I have to listen to mixes, just, you know.
I understand. We understand.
Man, we rock. No, just
Christy, you want to go out tonight, drive around and listen to the album again?
Let's get some coffee.
Man, how good are we? No.
Explain that to people too, though, because you produce these albums on amazing gear. Mm-hmm. You're listening through phenomenal speakers, but you want to know what does the record really sound like. So you have to go get in your van like everybody else in America, because that's where you listen to music. And if it sounds good in the van, it sounds good. Yeah. And if it doesn't sound good in the van, you got to go back and work
What's
it all
really
over again.
What's a really trippy factor also is 90% of the time we're listening to music when we're driving. There's just the noise of the car. There's the road. I mean, I've done songs where I created this amazing, cool intro, and it fades up into the big intro, and I get in my car after
the
record's
screaming,
done.
Yeah. And there's a big truck in the lane next to you.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And you don't even hear the first 20 seconds of the intro. You hear just pretty much 5 seconds to the downbeat of the song. Mm-hmm. And you don't take in consideration that people aren't going to be listening to this in a laboratory. It's going to be in real life. And so, anyway. But as I'm driving, I'm listening, checking things and all that. I'll hear moments like in a bridge or something where Christy's like hitting this huge note. And then I hear my guitar parts trying to keep up with Christy, you know, and the drums. And then my harmony's like screaming, trying to keep up with Christy. But then in that moment, I'm thinking, I love that. I think that's so cool. And then that emotional moment, second in time, was created. God used my wife and me to create that little explosion in time, you know, however that's small it is. And I get to share that with Christy. And so that would be the massively huge upside to
the few teeny tiny
to, you know,
downsides.
Just, yeah. Of living life with each other, you know, all day, all night, weekends.
That's cool. Good, though. Well, you guys, knowing both of you, it's not that hard to figure out why it works. And you and I have worked on enough records together under pressure enough times in our lives that I know you're an amazing person. And Christy is so gifted. I mean, what's the heartbeat of this album? I want to play a little bit of the title track, Life Light Up, for people. So just right off the bat, if they haven't heard anything about this new album, they can get a taste of it right away. But tell us the heartbeat behind the album, if you can summarize that in just a sentence or two. And tell us about Life Light Up. It's another one of those songs that when I got the demo, and I'm guessing I played it 250 times in my car. I just had a one-song demo, and that's all I needed. I just had it on repeat in my car forever. And anybody that got my car, I was like, can I play this yet? And I was like, okay, I think I can play this for this person. You got to hear this, you know. But where did that song come from, and what's the heartbeat behind the album as a whole?
Well, the album really started with that song. So I remember being at the Boston Regional before the world tour, and I was invited to come on those, which I was thankful. And I remember, you know, it was just an amazing time we had there with those students, and just the expectancy on their face, even just being in, you know, it's a relatively dark place spiritually, and or a really dark place. And just to see those students, it just, you know, for me, you know, for the past several years, I've been a mom at home, really. You know, I've spent a lot of time just with friends and just doing the mom thing and being normal day in and day out. So it's always just, I have to really process those things when I see those students reacting a certain way to songs and just the message and what God is doing. And it's when I get alone after that I start really processing that. And I remember flying out of Boston and looking down at the city below, and that just the line of the chorus I started just singing it, Let My Life Light Up Like the City Lights, and went home and just kind of that stirred in me for weeks. And that's when I kind of got wind that I would maybe be going on some of the world tour. And I think just as a mom, that kind of scared me to leave my kids and to be that far away. And I thought, you know, I should let somebody younger go. Somebody, you know, we need to raise somebody else up, you know, another girl, and let her go lead. And it just really became obvious that God was saying, you know, I want you in Mexico. I want you in Hong Kong, in Sydney. And to leave my children and go that far away, you know, like I said, was just scary. And of course, Nathan was like, you're going. There's, you know, you're not going to be able to argue with this one. You're going to go, and I'm going to stay with the kids so you can go. And
wow.
So that was incredible. And I think just that song really started to be formed of, you know, with you, Lord, I can go anywhere. I can do anything because you are the song that I bring. It's not about what I'm going to bring to Sydney or Hong Kong or Mexico. It's the song. It's you. You are the song that I bring. And as I just started to process that too, you know, we moved to Atlanta with this whole journey of the church. And even as I landed in a cul-de-sac in a neighborhood, I realized, you know, it's just as hard, if not harder, for me to walk out my front door and let my life light up in my cul-de-sac. It's probably even harder than it is for me to leave my kids and get on a plane and go to Hong Kong and be a light. You know, so that song just really kind of came from that, of just me learning, you know, as a mom and being, you know, in this, really we have probably 6 kids at our house every day after school, and we're learning that process of being a light where we are. And it's sometimes can be harder than being on a stage and singing for how many ever thousand people. And so that's kind of, I don't know where the record came from. And that's not a few sentences.
No, that's awesome. That's really cool. And, you know, I just thinking back to this propelling that moment of Boston onward and forward, because that was, I think, for all of us. I mean, if you put all of the 12 years of passion on a graph somewhere, the Boston Regional is going to be way up close to the top of the most amazing moments that we've ever stood in. And it's cool. So let's hear a little bit of it. This is Life Light Up from the new album coming up. And we'll be back with you guys in just one sec. Man, that is that moves me. I mean, I'm just telling you, that song is phenomenal. It really does. And I'm so excited. Tell us about one of the songs you want to talk about. I mean, I know which songs on the album I want to talk about, but it's your album. So what are a couple of songs that you want to talk about? And I'd love for you to maybe sing a little bit if you're up for it.
Okay. Well, I think I would love to talk about Choose. It's a song that we wrote probably 3 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago. And we just started leading it live when we go and lead worship at conferences or wherever, and even in our old church in Franklin. And just really when we laid down our Watermark journey, we had just time, just space, and really asked God to just kind of clear everything off the table and let him put back on the table what needed to be on the table, because we were just didn't feel like we were doing anything well. And this song just kind of came out of that time. It was just, it's a quiet song, but it, I think when I teach it, I say it's a prayer. You know, it's really a prayer to say, you know, let me be in love with what you love. Let me be most satisfied in you, forsaking what this world might offer me. I choose to be in love with you. And it's just that thought of that we definitely have a choice every day, what we do with our worship, who we worship, what we worship. And it's that bowing, I guess, down of our hearts each day of our lives, and that it is a choice. You know, he did love us first, but it's a choice. Our response, it's a weighty response, how we that we choose to love him back and to worship him.
That's cool. So this is Choose, Christine Ockles, Life Light Up.
Let me be in love with what you love. Let me be most satisfied in you. Forsaking what this world has offered me, I choose to be in love with you. I will choose to be in love with you. And let me know the peace that's mine in you. And let me know the joy my heart can sing. For I have nothing, Lord, apart from you. I choose to call on Christ in me. I will choose to call on Christ in me. For in the fullness of who you are, I can rest in this place. And giving over this my journey, Lord, I see nothing but your face. Let me know that you have loved me first, and let me know the weight of my response. For you have long pursued my wandering heart. I choose to glory in your cross. Oh Lord, I will choose to glory in your cross. For in the
Wow. No clapping, but I think everybody's just kind of like, oh, wow. Beautiful. Man, what a great confession. And, oh, man, that sounds great.
Thanks.
I'm thinking, man, that's amazing. I don't know how you pull that off. One of the songs that I think the church is going to hear quickly and sing is a song called A Mighty Fortress. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play just a little bit of that and let people hear it. That's a song featuring Matt Redman.
He'll love that.
And Chris Tomlin.
Yes. Yeah.
And Shelley Giglio. Yes.
PCC Choir.
And the PCC Choir.
Jonathan, were you there, dude?
Jonathan should have been there.
All right.
But it's a great anthem, and it's a huge song. It's a huge statement. A mighty fortress is our God. Tell us just a little bit about it before we listen to a bit of it from the record.
Well, it's a bit like Matt was saying. You know, I think this song really came just from what day we're living in, this age of just, it's so uncertain. And I think as a mom, too, I always relate things to being a mom and just the questions that my kids ask me. And I think this song really just, it's a song of faith, really a proclamation of who our God is. And I think as you lead worship, it's so important. It's vital to set before the people, you know, a correct view of who he is. And once we set our eyes on that, we can set our hearts on that, you know. And I think his unshakable kingdom is what we teach our children. It's what we lead our church in, is that we are a part of an unshakable kingdom,
right.
And we will reign with him, which is amazing. It's a miracle. And so it just came from that of just, you know, I often picture a generation when I write songs that I hope that could be sung in the church. And we're very new at that. We're learning that. And we have some great teachers around us all the time. But I picture, you know, a generation, I think, just grasping things as, and being able to sing it. And I think with the right song in their mouth, a generation can change the world. And that's kind of the heart behind just A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Just a proclamation of who he is and his unshakable kingdom. So
here's a little bit of it from the album. Rock out wherever you are.
Rock out.
And if you're not in a place where you can rock out, then you'll have to play this when you're somewhere where you can.
And listen for Matt.
So, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Wow. And I, before you get away, I know you guys have got to scoot, but I'd love for you to talk about one more song on the album, the song You Are Able, which is that theme. It just seems like it's the overarching theme right now, because as Matt was saying before and what you've already said today, you know, we've figured out now, if we didn't know already, that you can't count on anything.
Mm-hmm.
In this world, mm-hmm. And economies can crash in a month, and now everything's starting to look a little bit better. So everybody's like, okay, great, everything's going to be good again. And it's like, no, it could all disappear just as fast as it did the last time. But God is faithful, mm-hmm. And he's the one sure one, mm-hmm. who we know is going to meet us at every point of our need.
Yeah, I think this song, one of the lines in the bridge, it says, keeper of history, glorious mystery, keeper of history. And we've talked a lot about how history repeats itself and where we are in that repeating process in this world. And I just love that he is the keeper of history. And it's going to be really hard to sit down and sing this song, because I think even when we recorded it, I was jumping up and down. But
that's cool. So you feel free to jump up and down, or this may be the only sitting down version of this song that ever
hopefully
happens. This is You Are Able.
Jehovah Provider, the joy of man's desire, it's you, always you.
keeper of history, glorious mystery, it's you, always you, fulfillment of every longing of man, it's you. Always you, healer of all things, we trust no other name but you, always you, fulfillment of every longing of man, it's you.
That's not
really
how it ends.
I can't
really
hit the notes.
We got a cool outro for you.
Yeah. I can't hit those notes anymore.
Man, wow. Thank you so much for just coming in and sharing a little bit of your heart. And, man, we are so excited, Christy, for what's going to happen in this album. Makes its way out to the world. It's coming again, if you missed it before, on June the 2nd, which is really just a couple of weeks from now, which is kind of crazy. But Life Light Up, the first song that we play a little bit of, is on iTunes right now if you just want to hear that whole song and kind of get in the spirit of the whole album, Life Light Up, before it comes out. But thanks to both of you guys, and it's just been awesome having you in Atlanta. It's been incredible being on this journey since early Passion Days. And I said it before, but, you know, Greg Mott handed me a cassette tape of Sons and Daughters songs when we were starting Passion. And I've always said this, but I pulled over on the side of the road, actually here in Atlanta, not too far from here, listening to part of that tape, and just started to weep, because all of a sudden I'd heard people that were singing the vision of what God was putting in our hearts for Passion from the very beginning. Before there was ever an event, before there was ever the name Passion, there were the songs of Sons and Daughters and the songs that you guys were writing. And that spurred this whole thing on. So to be here, come kind of full circle around to be able to champion what God's giving you in this album is really, really cool for us. And we just pray in great things, huge anointing and favor, not for the sake of an album or an artist, but for the sake of the kingdom of God and the God that these songs came from. So it's going to be awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Well, I hope you feel the same way I did, and you're as excited as I am. Pray with us about Christy's album. We're so ready for the songs to be out for the church and for the world, and I can't wait. Before we get away today, really quickly, I need to let you know that I have a huge announcement to make, and with great sincerity and a lot of humility, I just want to let you know that I'm going to be making an even larger announcement in the future, and I'm going to be publicly recanting from my anti-Twitter campaign. And it was simply out of ignorance, I think, but there are a lot of reasons for it. But Jonathan has won out, and he was a smart one among us and went and secured Louis Giglio on Twitter before someone hijacked it. So it is us. It is me. And there is no tweet, but it is me. And I'm contemplating seriously following my recanting of my anti-Twitter campaign that I will tweet. And so if you Twitter, you know what that's about. If you don't worry about it. Just keep listening to the podcast. But Louis Giglio is there. It is us. It's not an imposter. And just watch out, because you never know when the moment might be right. And I guess I'm waiting to know if there really is anyone that cares, which is a high likelihood that there really isn't anyone that cares. But if there is anyone that cares, then maybe we'll begin. So that's that, and there'll be more to come on that later. Hopefully, maybe not. If no one cares, you'll never hear me mention it again. But if anyone does care, maybe we will recant publicly. I will recant publicly. Obviously, these other gentlemen have nothing to recant, but I personally do and will, and will own all of my misdeeds and misgivings fully and endeavor to change my ways from this point forward. So there you have it. So glad you were with us today. Hope you're having a great May. It's beautiful in Atlanta, Georgia today. Just remember that God is big, but not a man and not even a mouse slips through the cracks. That is such poetic language, because it lets you know that God sees everything. He makes that clear. He feeds the birds. He is the one who gives to the jackals in the wild. He is superintending this whole universe today. Of course, He knows who you are, and He knows what's going on in your life today. Just open your eyes up to Him. You don't have to be profound, super theological, or deeply spiritual, but just open your eyes to Him today and say, God, if your love truly is meteoric and your purpose is titanic, will you show me? I'm here, and I want to know who you are. And He'll always answer that prayer for you and for any of us who ask Him that with a sincere heart. So signing off now, we'll see you back here next time on the Passion Podcast. Take care.